This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Raise Your Game. I'm Frida Liu, and Ida Adnan from AAA Leadership Consulting joins me for the final topic in our series, Purpose, Passion, Power, Four Secrets to Designing Your Ultimate Breakthrough Year. If you've missed the previous episodes, do listen in to the podcast. Yeah. So this week, we're still covering around power and meeting the masters. That's what we're covering here today. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah. All right. So what I meant by meeting the masters is in being effective in your day, in staying on course of your dreams for this year, whatever it is, whether you want to launch a new business, you want to stay healthy, you want to get your kids to go to a certain class or get good grades, is to get that you need support, is to get that in your journey, you need to have a lifelong learning attitude. That you need to get new information, new knowledge, new experiences.
New friends.
And the best way and the most, in my experience where I've come, is I've had a lot of mentors. Mentors meaning people that has been there. People who are already at that place where you want to go. Not necessarily a lifelong mentors. I always believe mentors come in for a reason. And we are the ones that can decide whether we want this relationship to last for our whole lives or to create our own inner circle of friends and mentors. So why is it important to have mentors? It's because mentors can give you the shortcuts because they've been there. They've been on that this same course that you're on. So why not you find somebody who can say, okay, don't take this route. Hmm. I tried it. It's really going to it's going to take extra time. Like, you know, if certain marketings, they want to go through cold calling or advertising. And a lot of the business people who's been in there, they say, you know, you can cut costs by not investing so much in this. Let's go another route. So mentors can cut your journey faster, more effective, and drive you towards what works instead of going through what doesn't work.
Okay, so you know when you talk about these master groups or business groups, right, how can they engage one another to create more value to each other? Because you say these are mentors, so they also in a way would get something from you as well.
Absolutely.
Right? So how do you engage each other?
All right. So from my experience of having mentors and knowing what the relationship comprises of, and I also, if you look up what mentors mean in the dictionary, it's a person that will guide you and provide you the information and guidance that will add value to you. In a mentor-mentee relationship, the whole relationship is based for the mentee, for the growth of the mentee, for the progress of the mentee. However, it also needs to come into the schedule of the mentor. It has to work both ways. That the mentor can make time for the mentee, and the whole relationship is based on progress of the mentee. So in having business groups, how you can, I call it network engineering, because you engineer the people that come into your life.
It's true.
Right? Mm. So you want the right people to come in and you need to do your homework. You need to observe, are these the kind of characteristics you want? And a huge part of success for me, what I always share is, that is, success is not what you get, it's who you become. You know, there's so many successful people I meet who still lack a lot of fulfillment, a lot of any true joy. So the ones that I see who really are successful are the ones who are comfortable with themselves, who know that the values that they speak, the actions that they take, the person that they are is truly who they want to be. So when you go for business groups, I always say look for the characteristics you want. Successful people, if your value is generosity, compassion, you want to find successful people who demonstrate that, who actually get work, who have in their businesses products, services that show compassion and generosity. Or if you're a person that values results, growth, proactiveness, then find that characteristic of people there. Network engineering is for you to consciously and actively look for people who are already there, who you can learn from, and who can bring you up. So how can you tell the difference? You know, a lot of my clients say, Ida, I have a lot of positive people around me. They're always supportive of me. But, however, they don't push me. You know, you have friends, you have family who you love. You know, you guys go yum cha together, coffee together, but they don't challenge you. You feel that even though you love their you know, their company, they support you, but they're not making you grow. So that's the difference between people who support you and people who are actually going to say, nope, this is not good enough. If you go on this track, you're going to stay the same in the next 20 years.
Hmm.
I need you to do this. You need to go and do that. These are the people that you want, that push you and challenge you.
So how can you measure your progress? At what point on this journey do you need to stop and take a different approach to reevaluate the groups, the strategies?
Yes. So when you're in this point, when you are part of a business group or a network of people that challenge you, they are also the people that you could ask feedback from. You know, as a mentor, they will show you the way. So another person, another group of people you could have in your network are coaches, or what I call progress buddies. Coaches or progress buddies. These are the people who are also in your journey. They also want to move. They also have dreams. They're also, you know, going through breakdowns and breakthroughs and the whole lot. So these are the people who can give you the honest feedback, and they need to be in your life. Like, for me as a coach, I'm consciously supporting my clients. I will give them feedback, what they want to hear, what they don't want to hear. A good coach is somebody who will tell you also what you don't want to hear, what you're not doing, what is in your habits that's not working for you. If you're always angry and you get frustrated easily, a coach will say that to you. The difference between a coach and a mentor, a lot of my clients say, Ida, what's the difference between a mentor and a coach? A mentor is like in a, you know, like Tiger Woods. He has a coach. He's always had that same coach for the better part of his career. He had that famous coach. But what people don't know, or a lot of people know, is that this coach is not a world-class player. This coach that he had with him was always there to tell him where his stroke wasn't at the right par. And a coach does not necessarily have to be the person in your industry or in your specialty. A mentor is. You know, a mentor is somebody who's been there, who will say this, who's in the same business, who is on the same path, but is in a more, you know, advanced phase. Whereas a coach is this buddy who will give you the feedback, who will guide you, who will say, oh, this is not who you are right now. You're being too stressed, or you're, you know, this out of character. So you need to have both in your team, in your inner circle, a mentor and a coach.
All right. As a coach yourself, who are your progress buddies?
My progress buddies. Oh, I have a few. I've been lucky to meet people in my journey, and I meet them a lot through my seminars. I am a constant lifelong learner in that I go to seminars to learn about new ways of training. And there is where I meet a lot of my progress buddies. I have three or four, and we've known each other for 10 years. And they're the ones that are saying, Ida, okay, good. You know, this is what you're doing. It works. And there's some of them that say, you're really going slow right now. You really need to up your game. What's your new goals, you know? If you're going at this rate, you're not going to get there in 10 years, you know? And that really scares me. And I'm grateful for them. They are the ones that have, and they are the ones that believe in me and that's told me things that I couldn't see myself.
Hmm.
Coaches are also people who can pick up things about you that you have not been able to see.
Your blind spots.
Yes.
Okay, we'll continue our chat with Ida Adnan from AAA Leadership Consulting in our final episode in our series, Purpose, Passion, Power, Four Secrets to Designing Your Ultimate Breakthrough Year. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
This is Race Again. Good morning. Frida Liu here. Ida Adnan from AAA Leadership Consulting in our final episode on our series, Purpose, Passion, Power, Four Secrets to Designing Your Ultimate Breakthrough Year. We're still covering under the umbrella of power. We talk about meeting the masters, having your progress buddies, having mentors, having coaches. And I guess for us ourselves is that we need to have this mindset of progress, of lifelong learning. So what's the core component to ensure that we stay on course, stay empowered and motivated till we reach our destination? Hold on to those progress buddies?
Yes. Well, again, in relationships, I always believe that there are seasons of relationships.
Yes. And there are reasons
of relationships. Yeah. So there's always, I'm lucky to have people who've been with me for 12 years on this journey, 10 years, and they'll always be there. But there are some I noticed come and go. And in our life, we also need to get that not everybody's bound to be with us the whole way. You know, in the beginning, they're there for you. They're going to give you a lot of value to learn. But there will be a time when there's, you know, it doesn't have to be in a negative way, but it will. It will just
the person
slowly.
Leaves the country. The person has children. Yes. You know, whatever.
Or they shift.
Yeah.
They have new goals and they're going in a different
direction. Yeah.
Or you discover that you're moving and that this relationship is not serving you anymore. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything's wrong with it. So to stay on course is to get relationships come and go and to accept that there will be challenges as well. Challenges with your own self, challenges with your family, challenges with your business, challenges with the environment. So to stay on course, number one, is to accept there will be challenges and things will always be evolving. The moment, this is what I notice in business, the moment you stay comfortable, then you're in danger.
Uh-oh.
Then you're done. When in business, you know, I recently went to a Tony Robbins event. And, you know, he is somebody I would look up into in terms of business because he studies a lot of billionaires. He studies in what goes on in their head. And this is one point that he made that I found to be very interesting. And that is, the longer you stay in business, in the global environment, the longer you stay in business, the more riskier it is. No matter how long, like, you know, he gave an example of Enron, a company that's been around for a long time, or Palmolive, Unilever. They all went down within a couple of days, even though they've been in business for 100 years. So it doesn't mean a company that's been around for 50 years is stronger than a startup company that's been around for 6 months. As you can see, the rise of PayPal and Facebook, all these startups that became billion-dollar companies. So to accept that, that it's always going to be challenging and the environment is always going to change and your mastery in business is to how you can adapt to change and how to stay in business. You know that because staying in business is the hardest thing. Starting a business is easy, but staying in business...
Staying and growing.
Yes. So another way to stay rightly on your journey and your progress is to visualize success. Visualization is a big part of how top athletes and top entrepreneurs create their days and their life. And one of it is to celebrate small wins and big wins. Like for me, I've been trained by my mentors to even celebrate small contracts. Like, you know, as I grew my business, I started with really small coaching contracts. And now I've grown to get bigger corporate contracts. And even in those days when I first started, even if I started to get a small client who just wanted me to have a 6-week coaching session, we celebrated. Have your progress buddy. Celebrate. Just go out for coffee and celebrate. It doesn't have to be a big bash.
Watch a movie.
Or just celebrate on the phone. Yay! You know, just as long as you celebrate because it's for your brain. When we celebrate, we release endorphins and these endorphins are what's going to anchor that feeling. And that feeling, just like gratitude, the more you're grateful, the more things come. So accept that it's going to be challenging and always practice how you're going to deal with uncertainty. It's always going to be uncertain. And number two is to have a habit of celebrating small and big wins because you want to make sure you have fun on your journey. So part of it is loving it, celebrating it with the people around you.
All right. Hopefully, this last 4 weeks have helped all of you. It definitely has helped me to make 2016 more meaningful and that I will stay focused on my goals. Aida Adnan from AAA Leadership Consulting. This is Raising Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.